Dance Moms fans, here's another episode of AfterBuzz TV After Show for Dance Moms, episode 30, season 6, ALDC for sale. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, guys. I'm here to give you the next episode of Dance Moms. We're talking episode 30, season 6. Can't believe it's been this long. ALDC for sale. Is this the end for Abby Lee Dance Company? Well, I don't know. Let's talk about it, you guys. I have the live chat up, and my name is Jennifer Leone. You can find me on all social media outlets at Jennifer Leone TV. And this was such an interesting episode. So we all know what happens. This is insane because I feel like it might be the beginning of the end. So tell me what you guys think. I really, really want to talk to you guys because this one has been really crazy. So now JoJo is a no-show. Round 2, JoJo's not there, and they address it right away. I think that's it for her. I think that's it for JoJo and Dance Mom. So then they go on to Abby filing, she wants to get an extension for her legal issues, and it made headlines. Every move that you do, it makes headlines, especially when it deals with something as big as Dance Moms, and, you know, it will get hits. And unfortunately, Abby is in the middle of all of this drama, and I think that that's really the only drama we see in this episode. There is not really that much with the moms, which is really strange to me for, again, the second time. So Abby is absolutely losing her mind. This reminds me of, like, way back when Abby, well, not too far off, but Abby would just lock herself up and close the door and she doesn't want to talk to anyone. So that's what happened in this episode. I think that she just has mental breakdowns where she just does not know what to do. So I feel bad for her, though, in this episode because, you know, it is really, really hard going through what she's going through, and she might lose her company, something that she's built and grown forever. And it was a huge accomplishment to bring it to LA, but you know, sometimes you have to take a step back and sometimes you can't make it. So unfortunately, there was no pyramid, which is insane because I love pyramid. And how do we know how the girls are doing? And I think that the Dance Moms said the same thing. They were not very happy with no pyramid. And Gianna had to kind of take over and tell the girls what dances they had. So there is a jazz sassy number for the minis, and it is called Gossip Girls because of their gossiping mothers. Of course, Abby has to do a little throw there at the moms, and she says, hey, don't worry about what your moms are gossiping about. Focus on your dance, and it'll be all okay. So the next dance is contemporary for the teens, and it's their group dance called Picnic in the Park. And we'll go into the drama later on that, but this is when Gianna was just mentioning to the girls what dances they had, and it was so just, it caught me off guard how they kind of broke it down. Gianna just kind of said, okay, well, this is what we're doing, and this is what we're doing, and it didn't really feel like there was a lot of time working on it, talking about it, anything. There wasn't a lot of time spent on this. So the next dance is a solo for Brynn, and it's called Left at the Altar. It's a, you know, a character piece, and that's not Brynn's strong point. Everyone knows that Brynn's strong point is her flexibility, her technique, everything about her is beautiful, but she has a problem forming to a character. So now, the first week without JoJo, it's the first full week without JoJo, no anything, because last week she was in it a little bit, and then she walked out, so this was the first time that they didn't have a fifth member, and they just have four girls for the group. And I didn't really know how that was going to go for anyone, because JoJo is a big part of the Abby Lee Dance Company, and, you know, it's unfortunate that she had to walk off. I'm not sure if it's mid-season, but I think it's definitely, it's well in there, but it's not the end yet. So I think she kind of left them hanging in a bad time. But again, I don't really think that they're concerned about that. So now Liliana gets a solo. And the way that she finds out, I felt, was just so sad, I guess, and kind of wrong, especially since they're new. I understand what Abby's going through, but it is unfortunate. So Liliana finds out from another girl because she goes, or actually, Stacy finds out from another girl, and they're going back and forth talking about, does she have a solo, doesn't she? And the reason why the girls know that she has a solo is because Abby asked her to come to her room the only time she let someone come in. So she got a costume, not a solo. And Stacy goes into Abby's office and addresses it. Abby then kind of snaps, but calmly. And then she just, it was a really quick interaction. I don't know if that was editing, but to me, it looked like Stacy, who is Liliana's mom, goes up to Abby and just calmly says, you know, does my daughter have a dance? Because it was never told. So I think that she had every right to do that. So unfortunately, Abby says that your daughter no longer has a solo, but she gives it back to her. So I think she just said that to her mom, Stacy, just so that it would ruffle her feathers a little bit and just kind of say, hey, don't ask questions. Just let me do what I need to do. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to any moms. I don't want to talk to many moms. And I think that's the message that Abby is getting across to her. So Sari, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, but it's another mini mom. It's spelled S-A-R-I. So sorry, Sari. But the mom tells Stacy to go back and talk to Abby. I don't know. Is she stirring the pot? I feel like she knew the outcome and maybe wanted her daughter to take Liliana's place if Abby was going to take away a dance, just like she knew she would do, and she did. So I think maybe there might have been something manipulative there just to get her off. And I don't know. I felt that was a little weird that she told her and then she sat back and watched. I thought that was interesting. Tell me what you guys think. Again, I have the chat rolling, so you guys can talk to me here for the next 40 minutes. So now, it was really funny, though, when Abby looked at all the minis and asked, hey, did you leave your moms at home? And they said, no, they're inside. And Abby went, oh. But before that, she high-fived them. I thought that was cute. It was kind of, I mean, I guess it's wrong to say that to the girls, but I thought it was a little funny. So now they're doing their practice. And during these practices, as I was watching, I just couldn't help but feeling bad for the girls, mostly because these poor girls have no time to do anything at all, and they're not getting the full attention from Abby, even worse than other weeks. This week, I think, is just unbelievable. It reminds me of other seasons where Abby just locks herself up, and I really felt bad for them. So Brynn has left at the altar, and the moms are concerned because how can Brynn really understand what that feels like or can possibly come up in her head with how to relate to that character? And again, this is a character piece, and Brynn has an issue with that. So maybe Abby was just seeing how she would do with this big character piece that she would have no idea how to relate to this woman that she's trying to portray. And I think that maybe Abby was giving her just a little test and to see how she did without any help, really. So moving on, Abby talks about Maddie more, and they bring up Maddie a lot. I think at this point we can all conclude that Abby really misses Maddie, and she just wants a new Maddie, someone that she could just rely on, sit back and let the girl win. She gets credit, and it all works out for her. I think Brynn did fine, too. Someone, Watcher Carter just said Brynn did fine. I think she did, too. I think she did more than fine. So now Debbie Allen calls Abby, which, you know, I'm sure alarmed Abby. But Abby knows how to handle herself. And she brought up, oh, I'm talking, you know, about this new scripted dance show and trying to make it seem like she's still working and not thinking about the legal drama, because she knows that's the reason why Debbie Allen is calling. And everyone knows this. And Abby covers it up to the moms, to everyone. She just doesn't want to talk about it, but she stays professional. And Kira had a point. This is prime real estate. Prime real estate. Of course they're going to want someone coming in and taking over. Someone's going to do it. It's LA. So that place isn't going to stay vacant for very long. And I think Abby is doing what she usually does and just puts on her blinders, keeps going forward, and doesn't let anyone see how she really feels except for the moms and maybe production that she yells at. So at this point, we watched all of the dances, and they were practicing, and it wasn't looking good. And now they go to Washington for Sheer Talent National Competition. And it's the last day. And what do? They go to a picnic. Now let's see what the chat's got to say. Debbie Allen, we all love her. So basically, picnic in the park. So they should be dancing. They really should. Bottom line, they should be working on every single movement. And you know that if Abby was concerned with winning that week, they would be dancing in that park. There was not a dance move. There was nothing. They just had cookies and cheese and salami, and they had a really one-on-one chat, though. I think just Abby really opened up to the whole entire group, and she started crying when Jill was talking about her leaving her legacy, because it's what she loves, and dancing is what she loves to teach, and she loves to choreograph. So this is such a big part of her. It's been a part of her entire life. And I think Jill just pushed the right button, and Abby just had a meltdown, started crying. What do you guys think? I think that it's really becoming real for Abby. At this point, she might lose her company. And she thought that at this point she could just sit back and relax. And unfortunately, that is not the case. Someone says, yes, the picnic was ridiculous. Also, Kendall had a solo that didn't air. Wow. I believe she got second in her division. Are you sure that that's this episode? I'm going to have to look. You guys, tweet me, at Jennifer Leone TV. So, I don't think the picnic dance was a winning number. The technique was really good, but the music and the concept was kind of out there. I agree. And Gianna said something about the blanket laying across the entire stage. When they actually performed it, it didn't lay across the stage and it wasn't really memorable or groundbreaking or extravagant, like Holly said. So someone says, I think the moment was sweet, but maybe not with a prop dance at hand. They really needed to work with the awkward blanket. I agree. They needed to work on that because I think that the blanket was supposed to take up the entire stage and it didn't. Something probably went wrong, or they just had the wrong measurements. I'm not sure, but something was up there because it definitely did not come across the way that I'm sure Abby had in her head. So this is in Washington, though, that they're sitting in this park. So they're actually at the competition area. It's called Spokane, Washington, and they should be working. They really should, especially if they're in town of Sheer Talent, and it's literally the next day. So I'm not sure if they just didn't show them dancing. I'm not sure how that worked, but to us, what they edited was our reality, and that's what happened. So I thought that that was ridiculous as well. So Holly's asking about inspiration and asking why they're at this picnic. And Abby blatantly walks away, starts taking pictures. She wants nothing to do with the questions because I don't think she has an answer, unfortunately. So it's really sad, though. I feel for her at this point. I feel for everyone at this point. Alyssa Jones says she doesn't own the ALDC Pittsburgh anymore. She had to sell it, probably due to all her legal drama. That may also be a reason why Abby has been an emotional wreck the last couple of episodes. That is very sad. That is so sad, actually. So she literally has nothing. Someone says, oh, we'll talk about the dance, but someone says, I also didn't like the costumes. They've been getting very Dorothy, Wizard of Oz-esque. I agree. I think that it's something on the back burner. Abby's not really focusing on that sort of thing. She just wants to get it over with and continue to do what she's doing and handling her legal drama, which is really tough because she might go to jail in November. She might. And I think she might be guilty. That's just my assumption from what I've seen and all the things I've read and the actual court files. It's actually very, very difficult what she is going through. And they are not talking that much on the show about it, but it is very upsetting. So let's go back to the dances. Okay, they're in Spokane, Washington, and they actually do the dances. So Jill asks, is this the beginning of the end? Because they notice when they walk in the room that they only have four little tables, and usually there's so much more. I remember there was a time where, I mean, they had tons of dancers. I mean, it was crazy. So they tell Liliana, this is a make it or break it. This is your opportunity to really shine. So she has Step by Step, and it's her Small Wonder solo specialty. It's an acrobatic number, which was interesting that Abby is giving acrobatic numbers now because of all the work that goes into it. So obviously another teacher worked with her on that. But as you know, from past seasons, that's a huge deal, especially in competitions. They love that. And I thought it was adorable. I loved Liliana's dance. She kept smiling. She stayed in character and her technique was perfect. So that made me happy. And yes, Watcher Carter, thank you. I really think that she did great as well. And that's Liliana. So now we have Brynn's contemporary number called Left at the Altar. And again, I wasn't sure. Unfortunately, yes, Brynn did good, but she did not do the character. I couldn't feel it. I didn't see it in her face. There were some points where she had me, but there were more times that she didn't than she did. So unfortunately, I don't think that she connected emotionally to that character, but how could she? So I also don't blame her. Maybe, I don't know, just some kind of meditation on women who are left at the altar, maybe talk to someone about it. I don't know, but whatever to channel that energy out, she needed to do it, and I don't really feel like she did. Her technique was on point. She did great. But to me, it wasn't as emotional as what Abby is looking for. So Abby says she wants to devote her entire time to the minis. She says this. And she says that the girls are well-oiled machines and she doesn't have to focus on them. I disagree. I think that she needs to focus on all of the girls and give them all equal time. If the minis need more time, don't take it away from the teens. If minis need more time, then they can do some privates, do some ballet privates, some fundamentals, get that out there. And I think that that's what they need, not less time with everyone else. So yes, I agree. Looking up at the group chat, someone says, at one point they had like 8 girls. It was a lot. That was right before the Kelly and Abby incident. Yep. When they took all those girls out, well, 3. So the little girl did great, great little girl dance. Brynn did good, but she needs to work with Nia on emotional connection to the character. I agree. Nia's great. I think Nia needed a solo. It's Nia's time. She needs a solo. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Someone says, Kendall needs that too. Yes. I mean, to get the help that you need in those areas, Nia needs the occasional technique. Brynn and Kendall need emotion. Correct. Alyssa Jones says, I feel like Brynn and Kalani have both regressed since they've been with Abby. I agree. If you look at their old solos from club dance, it's on a whole other level. They've lost passion, or so it seems. Maybe Abby just beat their passion out of them. And I hope that this does not affect Brynn and Kalani in the long run. I really, really hope it doesn't, because they're both unbelievable dancers. We all know this. So their next step, especially Kalani's next step, is the professional world. And she cannot be brought down. And there's a difference between constructive criticism and calculation, like what Abby's done. But at this point, I think it's just so much that it's a little too much and maybe a little bit of emotional trauma for the girls, which is so sad. And of course, we don't see what there's more that they film and that they don't show. So it's really sad. But moving on. Abby talks about considering giving the minis a jacket. So she's saying, if you do good, you might get a jacket, like last week, waving it to them. And the minis, before they went on, they said, please let us get jackets. I thought that was cute. And I'm so happy that they got jackets. I don't want to jump too far ahead, but they got jackets. And I was really happy for them because I think it's important to continue to move on, to move forward, and to give them that little validation that they're doing good and that they should move forward and continue to work with the ALDC, if there still is an ALDC. So now the Small Wonder group is a jazz number, and Abby's careful with the placement of the girls. I don't know if you've noticed, but the girls do not work as a team. They just don't. They are sassy and cute, and they're great at jazz, but they are off. I don't care what any of you say, they are off. I have been watching them. I watched it several times, and they need that timing. They still need to work on it. But Abby is very careful because as she moves the girls in certain places, you don't notice it as much, which is nice because she puts two girls that are on point together always, and then another two girls that are on point. Those two girls are off from each other, and then you have one off to the side that's sometimes on point, and they're always off. Maybe two will be on. So it is everywhere, but they're minis and they're cute, and this was sassy. So I think Abby knows what she's doing with jazz and sassy. She knows that that's going to win. So to me, I think that they've done better, but they did cute and they did great. I love, love, love the sassy face that they do. It's so adorable. And to me, I was watching, Eliana was a big one that was off. Like Eliana, and she's had that problem. So if you watch it back, it's okay though, because they won, so it doesn't matter. But to me, I think that they need to work on that a little more. So let's go up to the chat. I think Kalani is ready to go to a dance school, like live at the school and dance. I think Bryn didn't expect the fame that comes with it, and she's not feeling the TV personality part. Interesting. No, they are off. Yes, they have bad timing issues. They're kids, so with time, it'll be okay, but they still need work. But you remember the elite team, they were on. Sometimes maybe one would be off. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure they were all pretty off. On Paige was sometimes like off, and I don't know. But for the most part, they were all together. Someone, Alyssa Jones, I can't seem to get attached to the minis. Maybe I'm comparing them to the OG dancers. But since the minis don't dance as one, it comes off a bit distracting to watch. I agree, Alyssa Jones. And a lot of times I don't agree, but it seems like we are all on the same page with this episode. I really can't get attached to them either. I'm slowly getting attached to them. I like them. I want to see what continues for them, but it's still hard for me to attach the moms with the dancers. And I mean, there's a few people, but for me, it was a lot easier to look at the OG dancers and connect and know exactly what was happening. But again, there was only one of them. There wasn't two groups. And so this is different for us. I think we're all on the same page. So moving on. Picnic at the Park. All the girls, the teen girls, were nervous, more nervous than they ever have been. I felt so sad for them. But you know what? They got it together. They worked. They ran the number. Nia was like, I think we need to run this number. And she kind of took control, and it was good. And not in a bad way took control, but more so like, hey, girls, let's do this. And they're grown up now. And it's crazy to see them grown up because in my head, I still see them as the minis. So it's nice to see them and see how they're progressing. So they had no backup plan, but this worked. It worked. It, you know, the costumes, I wasn't crazy about. I did like that they had the flower head pieces. That was cute, just kind of keeping it like light and fun, like picnic-y. So that's cute and all, but I thought that the technical aspect of it was amazing. Choreography could use a little work, probably a little more difficult, but I thought the girls did great with what they were given, especially with the time that they were given. And I'm proud of them. I think that they did great. So now let's move on to awards. And the minis get first place. The teens get second place. The mini solo, Liliana, gets first place. So she did it. It was a make or break situation, and she did it. And I guess now we know, thanks to the chat, that Kendall had a solo. They cut all of that out completely. They just focused on Brynn, and she plays second to Brynn, which is a big deal because Kendall is, she's not OG, but she's, you know, the next level of member. She's been there a while. And now the overall, I'm laughing at some things that I'm writing down. So overall solo Brynn, she gets left at the altar, but she won it. She won it. She did great. And I think it was well deserved, but I do think she needs to work on her emotion. So now I'm looking up the group chat. Oh, someone said the dance was a C. Good for technique, but not one for their best entertaining for me. With the smaller group, they're still figuring it out at that point. That's true. Watcher Carter, what happened to the costumes? People used to be wonderful. I know. They were so great, weren't they? But now they're not. They're very basic. I don't think Abby's really putting in the time and effort that she used to. They were very into costumes. It was a huge deal. That was like a big, big part of Dance Moms. And, you know, they sometimes would have all their drama just on the costumes. So it's interesting that they don't even touch on that this season. So now let's talk about a little, well, let's do predictions first. Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So you guys, I want to hear your predictions. Because for me, we see next week that Abby brings in two new members to the group. And in the background, there's a boy. So maybe she's trying to get, you know, put a little bit more effort in, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm excited to see how this works out, how she moves forward. I'm nervous for the girls because I want them to still have passion for dance and continue to move forward. So now they're in a commercial. And I don't know how that crosses over, commercial and their group dance, but it looked like some of the same commercial dancers were backstage with the girls when they were about to go on for their group dance. So I'm not sure if they use the commercial dance for their group dance. I guess we'll see next week. And who walks out next week? I don't know, but I'm nervous. I want to see what happens, though. Tell me what you guys think. And now let's get into a little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, you guys, this is juicy gossip. I was looking at some clips online, and TMZ got JoJo on camera saying that, well, first off, the article was a little much of a reach, and actually, you have to look at the video. But the video itself, JoJo says that Abby's very difficult, and she loves her, but it's too much. And I think that's what's happening with all the girls. They just think at this point, there's no point to even stay. And JoJo says that her and Maddie are going to be best friends, just like Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato. She thinks that they're going to be on the same playing field one day, and they're going to rise up and be best friends in Hollywood. So let's see if that happens. But I guess there is no JoJo at all. JoJo is not coming back. This is confirmed fully. No JoJo. So now an iTech report posted that Dance Moms might be canceled after season 7. And they, okay, so here's the thing. If Abby goes to jail, they can't do like Dance Moms like live at the county jail. They can't do any of that. So they're going to have to figure out how to work this out. They're filming season 7 right now, but they have the choice whether to air it or not. Chances are they'll air it if it's canceled, but they could just pull the plug and never show season 7. So let's see what happens, but Abby could go to jail in November. It's pretty serious at this point. So I want to know what you guys think. Do you guys think the Dance Moms will be canceled, or will they continue on? Maybe they'll find another dance teacher. Maybe Gianna will take over. Who knows? But I want to know what you guys think. My name is Jennifer Leone. You can find me on all social media outlets at Jennifer Leone TV. Please tweet me and give us a thumbs up, comment, tell me your thoughts, and please like, subscribe, follow AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV, and give us a 5-star ratings if you're listening to us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Thank you so much for staying with me, and next week we'll talk another episode of Dance Moms. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.